When 74-year-old Valentino Buratine found himself lost in the woods, he didn't have any food or water with him, aside from a bucket of blueberries he'd harvested.
But blueberries, they're good, when you are thirsty, they don't satisfy you.
Buratine, a Klukwan resident originally from Italy, was berry picking near Porcupine Road and Sunshine Mountain, in a heavily wooded area around 28 miles from Haines. It's a popular spot for berry picking. Buratine had only set out for an afternoon trip, and that was on Friday.
I went berry picking, and at the end, it was about 5:30. I said, okay, I can go down. But instead of go straight down and follow the same trail that I had been coming up, I said, oh, I can go down this way.
But the direction wasn't quite right, and instead of getting back down to his car,
I walked for 3 days.
Friday evening, Saturday, until he was found on Sunday. During that time, a lot of people got involved to help search for him. The police, fire department, and local residents from Haines and Klukwan started an initial search. Community members were present throughout the weekend. By Sunday morning, the Alaska State Troopers took over the overall search operation. The U.S. Coast Guard also was involved, sending two helicopter air crews from Air Station Sitka. A local search dog was deployed, followed by additional canines from Juneau. Search and rescue teams from Skagway joined those in Haines. The Skagway Fire Department aided in the effort, and so did Alaska Mountain Guides, a local tour operator. According to a dispatch from the troopers, Buratine decided to stay in one place and wait for help after becoming disoriented. Brad Ryan is in charge of emergency operations at the Haines Borough. He's there to provide borough support in situations like this.
The state troopers did a really good job of providing resources and coordinating the outside resources for the search effort. They got the Coast Guard search dogs, they got Skagway search and rescue here. And then I think the Haines Fire Department stepped up, set up an incident command post in town, and did a good job of handling the assets and the resources sent out here.
There were crews on the ground and in the air. Ultimately, Buratine was spotted and picked up by a Coast Guard helicopter. Ryan says the team on the land helped with the successful effort in the air.
So all that effort on the ground, people put a lot of hours in. I think allowed the Coast Guard to put in a search pattern that was wider and ended up finding the gentleman, and as well, I think he was in the open, which was huge.
Ryan says local forester Greg Palmieri, who has a lot of experience in the area, joined the helicopter crew and helped carry out a wider search. Buratine was found at Walker Lake, a good distance from where his car was parked. As he was spotted, he was in the process of writing a message.
So I was writing help, with the fern grass, and I was putting it together, make bundle to write the help and put it there in the water. But I made H, E, and I was doing pretty good doing the rest. But the helicopter came, so I didn't finish it. When I saw the helicopter, start crying, give the praise to the Lord.
Buratine had been out harvesting blueberries, but he credits his survival to a different berry.
What saved me was eating the watermelon berry.
He says he ate them constantly, and they kept him hydrated.
I wasn't dehydrated. When they found me yesterday, they want to give me IV. I said, no, you don't need it. All the signs are perfect, so why give me an IV?
In a press release about the rescue, the Coast Guard offered a few more survival tips. Always carry a GPS and a map, and tell someone where you're going before heading out. Buratine says throughout the ordeal, he always believed he would make it out of the woods.
I had peace of mind throughout all things. And so I wasn't worried about anything. I knew that I was lost, but I would be found.
Buratine returned to his family Sunday evening after being seen by medical personnel. He was reported to be in good condition with no injuries. As for the blueberries he harvested, he had to dump them out to gather water in his bucket. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.